My name's John Elliott, and this is a podcast from the Insights in Jazz series, www.dropback.co.uk. Hi. So continuing our exploration of the minor harmony, we've looked at Autumn Leaves, we've looked at Fly Me to the Moon. Today I want to look at Softly as in a Morning Sunrise. This is a very simple song indeed, so it's a good one to learn, something that you can quickly throw off, you know, should you need to have a simple song to play over. So what's the structure of the song? It's an AABA form song, 32 bars, as is often the case. The three A's are pretty much identical. And the form of the A's is very simple indeed. So the way that I've laid it out in the roadmap in the Insights in Jazz book on page 252 is actually, you could argue, slightly more complex than it needs to be. One way of looking at this song is you could say that actually the A section is simply made up of four plain old turnarounds in the minor key. So yeah, you look at the roadmap and you see lots of blue on the A section, so you know that you're using minor harmony here. In measures 3 and 4 you can see the pot brick labeled, and you can see that it is, you know, a classic 1-6-2-5 pot. There's a slight variant in that the 2 is a somewhere in this case. So rather than seeing a D half diminished or a D minor 7 flat 5 chord, and we've got a D7 instead, it's just slightly changing the color, and that's why the color on that pot is not completely blue. It's got some orange on it because the unexpected D7 tension there. The pot in the second half of the A section is completely blue because it's a regular pot. Now the first two measures of the A sections are often played as a pot as well, but I've notated them as on plus a launcher with a Homer join, just to show, you know, that there are alternative ways that these can be played and thought about. So, you know, we're starting off at home in the minor key, and then we're doing a Homer join to a launcher that will get us back to where we started. But if we slipped in the A half diminished chord in the second half of the first bar, it would just be another minor pot. This whole A section, as I say, can be thought of as four pots in a minor key. So, at the end of the second A, we need a way of getting to the bridge. In the seventh bar of the second A section, we land at home in C minor, and then we have a high jump join, which is the one that we've come to know and love as the one that gets us to the relative major. So from C minor, we high jump to F minor 7, B flat 7 launcher, which is the one that's going to take us to the relative major. So the high jump join is upper fourth. Which takes us to the bridge, which is in the relative major, so we see the coloration in the roadmap becomes white, indicating that this is the major harmony that the whole method is built upon. This is the way that standards were thought about. Major harmony was normal, minor harmony was something unusual. Now this did change later on in the 50s and 60s when jazz did start to explore minor scales and minor harmony much, much more, but the standards that we're talking about are the ones really before that, which are still the bread and butter of the body of standards that we play upon. So the B section in the relative major, E flat major, and the chord sequence that we see in the first six measures is just like the brick that's called the rhythm turnaround. So we see this, we see this sequence in various different places. It's a variation on the standard turnaround. So instead of, E flat major, C minor 7, F minor 7, B flat 7, the rhythm turnaround variant is E flat major 7, E diminished, that's upper semitone, E diminished, and then up another semitone, F minor 7, and then upper third semitone to F sharp diminished, and you're normally expecting to go to G minor, chord 3 of E flat major. Those are the chords that are used here, but I've called it compacting because they start off one chord every two measures, and then at the halfway point it becomes one chord per measure, so that's why I called it compacting. At the end of the bridge, we need to find a way of getting back to the relative minor that we started in, and so we'd expect to see a launcher of some sort, and in fact we expect to see a launcher, probably of dominant harmony, which is going to be G7 to get us back to C minor, and that is actually what happens here. Now, in the roadmap that I've broken it down into D half diminished G7, and I've given it blue coloring to indicate its minor harmony. And the join between F sharp diminished and D half diminished, it isn't a real join because F sharp diminished itself isn't actually resolved, and the 12 official joins of this method, go from somewhere resolved to somewhere some new dominant harmony that's not resolved. So they don't apply here. So I just wrote at flat 6 to indicate the root of the chord to get to, but actually that's a pretty lame way of remembering where to go to in any key, and what I found in playing this tune, practically the best way of getting to the launcher is actually just to continue up another semitone from F sharp diminished onto a G7 and to forget about the D half diminished and just to play G7 for two bars, or at least some version like a G-sus or a G-phrygian or whatever you like to play in this position. And it's much easier to remember that way because then the bass line goes up in semitones from the beginning of the bridge right to the end of the bridge until you get to a G7. To launch back to C minor and do those plain old turnarounds in the minor key again. So I think that's pretty much all there is to say about Softly as in the Morning Sunrise. My name is John Elliott. I'm the author of Insights in Jazz, which is available from www.dropback.co.uk. If you've got any questions you'd like to ask about the podcast or the method in the book or any suggestions you'd like to make for future podcasts, then please contact me by emailing me at john@dropback.co.uk.